With Hanukkah and Rosh Chodesh coming and other things, we have an exceptionally busy morning this morning, so I'm going to make this a very short Torah teaching. But if you open to page 250, the page in which we began this morning's Torah portion, you will see how the rabbis put together a quick drasha, a quick teaching that's sort of half serious. It's not completely serious. Let me just ask this. How many of you, be honest now, how many of you sleep through the night and never ever wake up? Okay, we all wake up in the middle of the night, right? With very rare exceptions. So that's what this drash is about. Look at what happens on page 250. The three lines up in the English, two lines up in the Hebrew. It says, Vayikatz Paro. What does Paro do in the middle of the night? He wakes up. And then what does he do? Vayishan. He goes back to sleep. Okay? Now, turn back with me to page 167. Page 167, because the rabbis see that word Vayikatz, and he awoke. And because the rabbis know the Torah by heart, it reminds them of the other Vayikatz. Look at four lines up in the Hebrew, four lines up in the English. It says, Vayikatz Yaakov Mishnato. Jacob wakes up, and what does Jacob do? He says, surely the Lord is present in this place, and I didn't know it. So the rabbis say, you see, the average person wakes up, and what does he do? He rolls over and goes back to sleep, just like Paro. But what does a tzaddik do? He wakes up and he feels God's presence. So Jacob and Paro both wake up. One of them feels God, the other one goes back to sleep. So what do you do? Now we can turn to the Haftarah.